Welcome back to Prime Your Midlife. There's a church opposite my house, and every now and then, five cones appear in the lay-by. And those five cones mean so much to lots of people. To some, it means don't park there. But actually, the reasons why those cones are there is because on the next day, there'll be a funeral. Sometimes, a wedding. But more often than not, it's a funeral. And I walk outside my door on my morning walk, and I see those cones, and I have a mixed emotion of gratitude because I've managed to walk out of my door alive and able to embrace another day of opportunity, feel my dreams, see people that I love. But then I also look at those cones and think, another person had left us. And then later in the day, as my day unfurls, I see people beginning to arrive, some in their black suits and black ties. Sometimes it's a colorful funeral, and that person has decided in their passing moments that they'll bring brightness to that last opportunity of people gathering to pay their respects. But for me, it puts a little kick in my step, a reminder of I'm here for a purpose and a reason. But most importantly, it tells me my time is finite. And sometimes in midlife, we find ourselves a juxtaposition between our youth and our old age. Our children might be old enough now to fend for themselves. Perhaps your parents are still with you, or like mine, they've passed. And perhaps if your parents are still with you, they've become more dependent upon you. But we often don't talk about our moments of passing. It might be feared or avoided in conversation. It's a stark reminder that our time on this planet is finite, though. And each passing moment is absolutely a precious gift, not to be squandered. So in your day to day, the daily hustle, the grind, the speed, the frenzy, the pressure, the requests, all of your time, don't get lost in the minutiae to forget the profound beauty of existing today. And you're here, you're breathing, and able to make an impact. But also remember, your mortality will happen at some day. You will no longer see a sunrise or a sunset. Those laughs, those tender embraces, those hugs, those giggles, those tickles, they'll all be gone. And therefore, to be conscious of your passing, memento mori, doesn't mean dwelling or being anxious or afraid of that. It's about embracing life with vigor, enthusiasm, passion, and savoring absolutely every single moment. When I look at those cones, it makes me feel as though, have I done enough? Am I enough? Am I giving enough? Am I spending time with the right people and cherishing and nurturing those moments with absolutely unwavering dedication to making sure they are the best moments? I urge you today to shed the shackles of complacency and pursue your dreams with relentless vigor. It's time to cast aside your regrets and what-ifs, and instead seize the day with unwavering determination. Don't wait for the wake-up call of somebody to tell you that your life is coming to an end. Don't squander the precious moments. Get wrapped up in squabbles and gossip and anger and combative relationships. Today is absolutely what it is, a precious gift, which is why they call it the present. If you've seen a sunrise today, be grateful. You might not, unfortunately, see another. So live with intention, kindness, and absolutely take my words, as always I do, which is to love life, living life. As Abraham Lincoln said, it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years.